Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we are now live on the Middleman Show. We are your host, Alan.
Yo, what's up? This is Kevin, KG. What's happening, baby?
And who else we got?
Miss Jen, of course.
What's happening, player? Y'all gonna miss your mark there, didn't you?
Jen will never cue in correctly. Jen still gotta work on
that. Like, while y'all are saying, I'm always.
I'm not hearing anything you just said.
Yeah, one of them, you
check
saying,
your
yeah.
microphone, buddy.
Please.
Check them wires.
Okay.
Make it happen. Here we go. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show today. Today we got a good show today for you all out there. Basically, we're talking about urban radio. Is it dead or did we just kill it? I didn't kill it. I ain't gonna do it. But is the music out there, you know, really having an impression on our generation as far as what's going on right now? It seems like they're playing nothing but crap music. You know,
yes,
20 years later, what is the definition that is being given to this generation? And we're going to talk about, does urban radio serve a purpose in the black community anymore? Is there a responsibility within freedom of speech? Or has urban radio poisoned our kids' minds, which I think so myself? Has music become over sex, overpopulated with sex music, that's all you hear? And what part does urban radio play in this, and how does it affect your life as well?
Yes,
so we're
going
to try to get into it today and have a good discussion. I think this is a show we've been wanting to actually have. We're just now talking about it, and we're going to make it happen today. We're going to try to get to the bottom of it. We're challenging all y'all out there, all y'all in urban radio land, all y'all program directors, whatever. All
man,
y'all.
Damn. I sent out some letters. I sent out some emails. I mean, man, I tried to get to them, man. You know what I'm saying? I tried to get to them, man. I called some of our PD friends that we got that's still at the radio stations.
Me too.
Man, they ain't even hit me back, dude. I think they scared.
Of course.
I mean,
of
here
course.
We are on Blog Talk Radio, internet radio. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of innovative. You know what I'm saying? They did some shady stuff with these phone lines, but it's all good. But other than that, here we are on Blog Talk Radio, man. Why you got to be scared of us? Why are you scared to talk about what everybody else got on their mind? Because, you know, everybody, like you said, man, radio sucks now.
Radio does suck. I don't even listen to the radio.
Yes.
Yes.
What do you think about urban radio?
That it's missing an opportunity. Like, I see the youth today are kind of lost. You know, they have no definition of where they stand, their position in the world. And radio has an opportunity to capitalize on, you know, the power that the youth today has. And urban radio, I think, is missing an opportunity.
Ma'am, would I be as too wrong to just go as far to say urban radio is doing this purposely? Because like you said, they are missing out on something. But what if they're doing this on purpose?
Well, I think that with our youth, I'm a firm believer in genocide, and that, you know, it's just another way to destroy ourselves. Instead of being a positive force, instead of being a way to tell our youth they are creative and that they can make a positive impact in the world, we're telling them to shake their butt and sell drugs and concentrate on the bling bling.
Yeah.
But I just think that it's up to us not to feed into that. We have the power to change that, but I don't think we see it that way.
Well, I got a couple of things I'm going to probably put out there later on when we get into the conversation of the show. So, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can get to the bottom of this and and really talk about this urban radio situation, you know what I'm saying? So we can get all this together. Like, it really bothers me because, you know what I'm saying, as a parent and as a music lover, I'm really disgusted with what these people do. And it's not only the artists, you know what I'm saying, it's not only the PD. Really, it's the people that owns the station. That's who we need to be talking about.
That's right.
Go ahead, man.
And last week, people, we I want to review the show of last week. Last week, we talked about the black woman and the black man unanimously stand, divided, we fall. And we had a great discussion on that particular topic last week. You can also go back and listen to that. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/D Middleman, and you can actually listen to that last show.
Yeah.
Or you can also go on wearethemiddlemen.ning.com and also listen to it as well. And if you have any comments about the show or anything you didn't like or liked about the show, please leave us comments, send us an email, anything. Just send us an email at wearethemiddlemen@gmail.com. And today, people, we are talking about urban radio. Talk about,
yes.
You know, is it destroying our community? Is it affecting our kids? Is there a responsibility within free speech of it? Has it become too over-sexed? So we're going to talk about all of that and probably get into some more things as well, too. And hopefully we can try to define something and actually put the hammer down on some of these big name PDs out there who just actually go in there and pick whatever song they want to listen to.
Right.
Put it on their discuss other radio stations playing it, too. So.
Well, man, you know, in their defense, it's sometimes bigger than them. But I also want to add in a little something, too, also, man. So all those that listen to our show, we know we had problems with the phone line last week. We found out basically we are somewhat limited on the amount of callers that we can have in. So for everybody that's listening online, when you call in, you know, we'll go ahead and disconnect or whatever. As long as you're able to continuously hear us on this show, we're cool with that. We appreciate the support. I mean, we come here every week. We're trying to bring more traffic to Blog Talk Radio, but you know what I'm saying? It seems that they got something else in mind. They started off one way, now they're kidding us another way, but we appreciate them giving us the opportunity to have this show.
That's right.
But we're going to keep grinding it out.
Keep
grinding it out.
We're going to keep moving. We got a comment right quick, G. This is from one of our listeners on the Messenger. They said, urban radio is not owned by black people, of course, except for the Kathy Hughes and Bob Johnson and a few other shows out there. But, of course, you know, we all know that a lot of our urban radio stations, which we had back in the 90s and 80s, 70s, have been bought out.
Yeah.
And they are not owned by us as far as black people anymore.
Yeah.
So
the terminology for that is localism. You know,
right.
And a lot of our
right.
stations were locally owned by independent urban, well, black people. And they just switched it over and started calling it urban radio. It wasn't
That's
actually
right.
urban radio at first, but... I mean, it happened in our own hometown, man. WACR was like one of the only black-owned stations in our area. Man, they came through, put some money in their face, made them shut it down, and start opening it up with somebody else. So,
it's all about taking it over, man.
Huh?
It's all about them trying to take over
that. Oh, yeah, man, most definitely. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead and go into our first song of the day. And if you're just tuning in, we are talking about urban radio. And we're going to go to our first song of the day. And it's something that y'all probably ain't heard on the radio in years.
We all agree
or haven't
tonight,
seen
all of the speakers
the video.
Agree that America has a
and
very
it's called
Self-Destructive
Destruction. Man,
very
song.
Very
like that. You listen
oh, yeah.
to Blog Talk Radio.
Our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap, the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
brother's life with a knife as his wife. Cried cause he died of trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh dress to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Got tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed to understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door, so what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy, yo. School a bit of more.
Just straight from the mouth. End up in jail,
it
gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family,
cause you're locked away.
Now tell
me, do you really think crime pays?
Even on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker, you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity. Cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. C-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science. Down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the East is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid it.
Self-destruction, yeah, but self-destruction. Self-destruction.
D-Nice, break it down like this.
And that was Self-Destruction by a whole bunch of pioneer rappers and artists back in the day, man. I remember that video. I think I was probably maybe, second, third grade, fourth?
Man, don't be telling your age like that.
I'm just saying, man. You
know
what I'm
saying? God.
I'm just saying. That was
young
the joint. That was the joint. I remember doing the running man of that right there, man. You know what I'm saying? All that.
Boy said the running man, the cabbage patch. You know about that.
What's the Bobby Brown fade, man?
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Kwame Polka Dots. Go ahead,
man. Anyway,
people,
if you just not tuning in to the Miss Man Show today, we are talking about urban radio. Is it destroying us? Why is it so over-sex? What is the purpose that it's serving for our black community? Is there a responsibility for it due to freedom of speech? Is it become so over-sex, et cetera? We're going to try to get into it and try to challenge a lot of these stations out there to try to play better music. And to get them to understand why this music is dumbing these kids down. Really?
Yeah.
Yes, really. So, we're going to try to get into it. We got a first little segment of songs of which we're going to play. These are some of the hit songs that have been number one on the radio stations this past summer, maybe in the spring as well, too. We're going to play those snippets of those songs, and then after that, we're going to discuss it.
And people, please, I ain't mean to break y'all down. Pay attention to these songs.
Yes.
This is what your kids are hearing. This is what is getting into our soul. Our music used to be called soul music.
Mm-hmm.
Please pay attention to what you are hearing. Hit them with it, Al.
As you can see, those are pretty much like the number one hit songs that were actually, you know, played the most, I would say, on the radio as far as rap. You know, of course, you got the Soulja Boy out there, too. I didn't include Soulja Boy on there because we already know Soulja Boy is trash anyway. But he is making money, so I can't hate on that, but he is trash.
No. You know what? I think that we all just sit up there and say, as far as we making people making money when they, okay, yeah, an artist got a record on the radio, they making money. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's our excuse to let them get by with all the stuff that they got going out there. Now, back in the day, I ain't gonna lie, we had Two Live Crew. We had all these different groups, you know what I'm saying, playing a lot of crazy music. But that stuff wasn't heard on the radio.
No,
it isn't. If you recall, in the mid-80s, early 90s, you rarely heard hip-hop or rap in the daytime on the radio. You would have to wait until the late evenings, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. and start hearing music like that. Now, a little story I can share with y'all real quick. There was a girl on Hot 107.9. Yeah, I'm calling it out. Hot 107.9 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Woo!
They had this girl. She was on there. Basically, she had a situation where she was talking to them about how she got molested. Soon as this girl got, you know, they listened to her, they really couldn't make any comments because I understand the dynamics of radio and what they can and cannot say. But at the end of the day, when she got finished talking, they played Gucci Mane, Freaky Girl. Now, how disrespectful is that?
Wow.
I mean, man.
Right after
she got finished explaining that to them, they played Freaky Girl. I think that was low, man. Very low. Really, 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 really didn't care for that.
That's crazy. I don't even know what to say about that, man. Somebody needs to have been hit upside the head 3 times in the face for doing that.
Yes, sir.
That is just very disrespectful. Very disrespectful.
Man, we'll give a shout out to our man, Dub G. We see you out there riding and swerving on the road out there. DJ Big House? Check out that montage there. Go ahead and hit him with that first part of that question now.
Well, today we're going to discuss, okay, 20 years later, what is the definition that is being given to this generation as far as what has been played on the radio? What is the definition of all these songs? I mean, what is it that it is actually portraying to our kids as far as what music is about, or why we have music in general? I think we got a comment from our boy out there, Dub G. What's going on?
Ooh, y'all already know what it is, what it was, what it's going to be like, man. This is your boy, Dub G, checking in one time. Man, I know y'all ain't seen me in a minute, man. I've been swerving through the lanes, you know what I'm talking about, state line, doing fine, you know what I'm talking about. I'm down here in Mississippi right now, man, getting it in one time with my dogs, you know what I'm saying? Universal Records. Home Team Records, you know what I'm talking about, the Mother Cell Boys, you know what I'm saying, shout out to my dogs, you know what I'm saying, Super Slim, Copa Static Hydro, man, we down here doing a photo shoot, man, getting in real big, man, but y'all already know what it is today, it's that music business, man, you know what I'm saying, radio, everything else that's into it, let's get something out the way real quick, and y'all know what it is, radio is not in the business of breaking records, radio is in the business of making money. And right now, the money is funny. You know what I'm saying? So they trying to get every penny they can. All you independent artists that's trying to go for these big stations, they not having it because they all controlled by the big conglomerates. And if you don't have the money to go up head up with these conglomerates, you are not going to have any success. Please get that out the way. Y'all need to attack some of these smaller markets, the people that you can deal with, man. And you know what? You know, I'm an old schooler, and I deal with a lot of young cats, man, and there's no substance in the music, man. Bring back some substance. You know what? Everybody looking for a deal, man. Guess what? You can't be an independent artist and have you a career and do everything the majors do if you budget your money right, spend your money wisely, deal with some people that know what they're talking about, and you can make some money out of this. You do not need that deal, because guess what? Once you get that deal, you are locked in. You are basically a prisoner to them to a certain degree and can't get right, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, it is what it is, man. The game is sour. The game is all thrown off. And if you don't know about the game, you know what I'm saying, outside of I'm tight and I'm hot and this, that, and the other, you have serious issues. You need to bag up. 1 second.
Dub, I got something I want to ask you. And it hasn't been many times you and I, we've been on the road, Alan also, we've been on the road to different events and different venues and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
The thing about it, man, as far as you're a parent, just like, you know what I'm saying, I am. What do you think about? I mean, you know, I know you know a lot about radio. You know the technical side. You know a lot of things of that nature. What do you think is going on with urban radio now, man? And I mean, do you think that it's purposely pushing our kids towards listening to dumbed down music to keep them fascinated and keep their eyes off of what's going on in the world? Because white radio stations, they play a mixture of songs like we used to have in the 80s. Remember, man, we had our gangster rap, we had our party rap, we had our intellect rap, we had everything being played on the radio. Now, everything is dance music, everything is shake your booty or sell dope. You know what I'm saying? What do you think and why are they doing this?
I'm going to tell you why, because the bootlegging of music is out of control right now. So let's get that out of the way. So album sales are down. Everybody know this. If you don't know that, you need to get from under your rocks. Second of all, ringtones is where the money at right now. You know what I'm saying? You can get a platinum plaque for a ringtone, and that's a lot of money. You can keep a lot of that right now. Why do you think now they're selling albums for $2.99? That equals out to the same thing as ringtone money. So now you can get your album sales up to $1 million+, plus your ringtones up to $1 million+, and everything. And everybody can eat, but you still gonna end up getting a bad deal because let's not forget there's a thing called 360 deals now where they won't. Half of every aspect of your life that you get money in retaining with your entertainment career. So with that being said, you only going to see half of your money, and then you're going to see less than that because you're going to have to pay your, because 9 times out of 10, a lot of people don't have teams behind them, so they're going to have to pay the publicist this and the manager that, the tour manager this, this, that, and the other.
I mean, I understand, Deb. I mean, the reason I'm going into all that.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's the reason I'm saying all that is people look at what's coming out and they can make money off of it, and they see these other rappers that's rapping about absolutely nothing and thinking they can do the same thing and get on the radio. The ones who do make it to the radio, they have some money behind them and they can say whatever they want. Now, on the flip side of that, people want social commentary and a little divide on everything. But the powers to be, let's not forget, and I hate to even go into that divide, but the white folks at the big tip top do not, they see the money for these young cats, because you got to think the demographics of radio has dropped dramatically. The radio target market now is between the ages of 13 and 25. You looking at all the young cats out here wild, thugging, popping pills, smoking, doping, doing whatever they feel like, and not really caring. The respect lines are there no more. So the things that pertain to them that can make them come into a fold, they putting that out there. Now, the offset of that is if you don't want your kids listening to it, because it is going to make it, because at the end of the day, some of it is reality rap. But if you don't want your kids listening to it, turn them away from it. Turn the channel. Move to the next zone.
I understand everything that you're saying right there. But I'm just looking at it from the standpoint. It seems that they are targeting urban radio. Since the consolidation of radio, when all the stations, the FCC opened up their Telecom Act in 1996, and it was easier for them to go ahead and combine and buy stations, and one entity can buy all those stations. You see it happen in your area like we saw it happen in our area. It seems once that happened, the playlist has gone down from – you know what I'm saying, all type of different varieties of music to the same 100 songs that you hear on every station.
Yep.
So,
these labels need money. Yes.
Because
these labels
need money, but what I'm saying is...
These labels need money. They want money. They know the dumbest, simplest thing will stick in somebody's head. Think about this. Let's take this to a smaller scale. Let's take it to a children level. You go and Mary had a little lamb. How many times do they sing that song, and how quick the kids learn that? Because it's so simple, they're really not talking about nothing. Nursery rhymes. Okay, so basically all you're doing now, the little kids have become big kids, and they're saying the same style of thing. And as true consumers and connoisseurs of good music, you look at it like, man, what is this? But that's what's selling per chance right now because, like I said, our age group has elevated and it's a natural elevation going into, like, the old school music, the earlier hip-hop. All of us is going into that realm, so it's a whole other lane and generation coming in, and that's what they are. They're on nursery rhymes.
Right. Jan, did you have a comment on here? What you want to talk about? get you this.
Yes, yeah, she must have to wait for a second from the mic. She okay. walked out for a second now. But
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
I think that I'm a big person of personal responsibility. We define what's on radio. Radio and the people who own radio stations, we have to stop becoming victims of capitalism. They're going to play what people buy. They're going
right.
to play what makes them money. And
right.
we as a society, you know, have to say, we define what they play because we buy it, we listen to it, that's what we want. So that's what's going to play. I was watching, you know, I listen to everything.
Yeah.
You know, I listen from country
right.
to rock to alternative.
Right.
And I was watching the CMT Awards. And one of the artists, Gretchen Wilson, was saying that the reason why so many people are into country now is because country music tells a story. And she was saying that other genres, which she was obviously talking about hip-hop.
Right, right.
You know, it tells... You know, it now it's just music where it's not relatable to the everyday person. Like, I don't have a Bentley, and I don't have, you know, like, bling and diamonds and all of that stuff. I can't relate to that. And I think that artists and as a people, we have to step out of this dream world that we have created for ourselves, and we have made our own selves and our children delusional. A lot of
right.
these kids think these songs are real. A lot of these kids think that the bling and the cars are reality, but it's not. And it's our responsibility, not the radio stations, because they're
right.
just out to make money. If we define what we want to listen to, that is what they're going to play.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's a great comment. And I mean, back to the question as far as what we were talking about, I appreciate you, Dub G, for your comment and your enlightenment. What is this generation defined as? I mean, what do y'all think this generation is defined as?
Money.
I think it's lost. I think
money.
This generation is defined as lost.
Because I know we were the Generation X. I know that was a tech name that they gave us. But overall, my parents were the soul generation. They had,
right.
man, they had soulful music. They had your Marvin Gaye. They had your Isley Brothers. They had your Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Your Prince. All that good stuff. Now...
Yeah.
It seems the only thing we have now, man, is bend your back, break your knees, drop your booty down to the floor.
And let me see how much money you got.
Or sell dope. And I'm not ragging on the artists because that's how they make money. But at the end of the day, it's a pipe dream because if everybody wants to be one thing, we all can't fit in that same door.
No, we can't.
Somebody else got to do something else. In the entertainment field, is what it is, entertainment. You're entertaining someone. You might as well be the jester for the king, the jester for the whole country. That's basically what these guys have become.
A lot of it is, too, G, you know, of course, we talked about this ourselves,
yeah.
is that a lot of artists do what other artists out there are already doing because they feel that they can either come to their height of stardom or get even more higher than stardom than they have to get the same amount of money they get or whatever, or to get a deal, period. You know,
exactly.
they do whatever everybody else is doing out there anyway. So,
exactly.
but you do have artists out there, they do make good music, but they're afraid to put it out there.
Yeah.
You know, they're afraid to
or,
put that other music that they're doing out there.
Exactly. Or they continuously make the records go into the point where people don't even want to hear them no more. Or
right.
they won't give them the opportunity. But what we're going to go ahead and do, we're going to go into our second song. And after this song, we're going to keep the lines open. If anyone has a comment, you can press number 1 or call in 718-508-9972, and I will definitely get with you. But we're going to go into
right.
our second song of the day. And we are talking about urban radio. Who killed it? And this is Mr. Radio by Christine Machine. Whatever.
I said it wrong,
didn't I? Y'all peek this out, don't worry.
Little man show, baby.
Talk about a man's lips, talk about a man's hands, talk about a man's eyes. Talk about a woman's lips, talk about a woman's breasts, talk about a woman's thighs. Those are things so beautiful, but is there more than physical? Isn't write about a love.
That was Mr. Radio by
Chrisette Michelle.
Okay.
I do apologize for all of her fans because, man, I got so tongue tied. Damn.
Yeah, she do got like a little tongue twisted type name going on, you know. But I mean, hey, she's a beautiful young lady with a beautiful voice, and she makes some good music, man. So, but shout out to Chrisette Michelle out there. So,
most definitely.
But if you're just not tuning in to the Middleman Show, we are talking about urban radio. What is going on with it? Is it destroying our black community? Is it the responsibility of the free speech that is going on? Or has urban radio poisoned our kids' mind? We try to get into a lot of that earlier, and we're going to try to get into a little bit more because we have a second little montage which we created with a lot of some of the, I guess you would say, the sexual annotated songs that have been like the hit songs for the summer and the spring. We're going to try to get into those as well. And if you do have a comment out there, please please press one on your dial or send us a comment on the message board, and we'll definitely get to you.
We got that web chat over there open, so if you want to check out that web chat, make sure you log on www.blogtalkradio.com/the middleman. And then make sure y'all spread that word for us, but we're going to go ahead and kick it into this second one right quick.
That was the second montage of the day, and of course that was very sexual oriented. And this is what the radio play, neither going nor on the radio. Either the first montage in which we played, you know, talking about, you know, really nothing. And then, you know, your second montage is just very, very just plain out of what you can see. And it's talking about nothing but sex. And I have a 14-year-old sister. And, you know, Kevin has a 14-year-old daughter as well, too. And I don't like my sister listening to any of that. And every time I come home, it seems like she will always have a new ringtone with either birthday sex or something with flies in it or recipe or Pretty Ricky, you know, all of that. You know, that's what she likes. You know what I'm saying? She don't like none of that.
Yeah, I was going to say, man, we can go ahead and let's get to this call. We got a call on there. Let's see what they got to say.
You're live on the Middle Man Show.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, how are you?
All right.
First, I want to say thank you. This is Marva from Colors of Class.
Hey, thank you. Hey, you have a great show.
And so do you. I just finished listening to one of the episodes, What Would You Ask a Black Man? What Do You Want from a Black Man?
Right.
Yeah.
And I really wish I had listened to that show when it was live. And I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed the comments. And I don't want to get away from the topic that you have this evening, but I just had to tell you about that one.
Yeah,
we appreciate it.
And I do like the topic you have now. And I think it is an issue that really needs to be addressed. And the reason why I say that is because our people, we've always had to work so hard anyway, even in the entertainment industry. And it just seems as though now all this work and effort and blood, sweat, and tears has been put into urban radio. And as the question stated, is it dead? And in fact, did we kill it? And I think that is something that does need to be addressed. And I'm really happy to see that you gentlemen are putting it out there.
We appreciate it.
Oh, yes. And we're going to continue to keep listening to your show also.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry?
I got a question for you out there. What is your opinion as far as, you know, anything in which, you know, maybe the everyday person could do to actually maybe improve urban radio, or to get some, you know, some positive, well, more positive music played, or maybe cut back the times and the days in which they play all that music until, like, maybe, like, you know, when, like, back in the day, we had the Quiet Storm, you know, show.
That's right.
You know,
right.
Yeah, shows like that that played all those songs. But now it's all through the day.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. I'll let you finish and I'll speak.
I was just going to ask you, you know, I mean, is there anything in which, like, the normal person can do to maybe, you know, influence urban radio, you know, the big name people, I guess?
You know,
because
what?
I know the local radio station ain't going to do nothing.
You know what? I mean, this may not, well, I'm going to say it may be safe to say, when you think about it, if you or myself, or I myself know someone personally, but if you don't know someone personally that's in the industry, you know someone who knows someone.
That's
and
true.
And nothing else. We need to say, you know what? If you know so-and-so is going to have this artist or whatever, let them know how you feel about them. For example, if it is, say, like you said, like the type of artist that we used to listening to back in the day when you stated, like, the Quiet Storm or what have you, you know,
right,
make
right.
sure to pump that up. Because what I think is happening is that there are artists out there that are still into that type of music, but the thing is, they're not getting the PR that they need and deserve. And it's just so weird because it seems like this other stuff that's out there is just getting blown up. And I believe,
yes,
too, I believe, I'm not sure how old you gentlemen are, but as you know, on my show, I always put it out there, I'm 41. And
right.
I believe that not enough of what I call, I don't even know what to call my gender, like the grown and sexy
yes, we say
era,
that.
You know, generation. I don't think we're really doing enough. I really don't think we are. You know, we're sitting back talking about it, saying, oh, yeah, I don't like what's going on. You know, you turn on the video and, you know, you see the booty shaking all the time and everything. But I don't think we're doing enough. I think we could do more. Because you know what? When you think about it, our generation, too, we have the dollars. We have the control. You stop buying this stuff. You know, you stop investing in these things directly or indirectly. Then I do believe that you will start to see a difference. I mean, in my home, my daughter will tell you, she can't be watching that stuff, can't be turning on, you know, the channel to that stuff. No. My daughter at 11 years old listens to, at times, my father has her listen to Sam Cooke, Johnny Taylor, The Temptations, you know, and so this way she's well-rounded. Don't get me wrong, she listens to the other stuff, too, that's out there, but I do have the limitations. So I believe within our dollars and in our children, we could do a lot more. To at least to bring that type of music out, not to totally eliminate what's out there now, because I'm not for that, because there's something for everyone. Because like I always say, I can agree to disagree. I may not like what you listen to, but I'll agree with you that the two of us may not have the same view. But would you do your thing and let me do mine?
That's right.
But if nothing else, you know, let that go on. But then we need to make more of an influence so that we can have that other type of music out there that we like, so that way urban radio will not die. Because if it does die completely, then what do we have?
Nothing.
What
no
do?
Voice,
gonna,
no anything.
Right. We're gonna keep blowing what we're gonna do? Start pulling out the milk crates and blowing dust off the records, and that's all we're gonna have left? That's not gonna be good.
That's true. We have our co-host. She would like to add into the conversation. Jen, what you got?
Well, I just think that we need to recognize that throughout our history, especially African American history, music has always played a part of our story. Like, you know, back from even, you know, slave spirituals or whatever to the 60s where, you know, you had artists defining, you know, the civil rights movement. And you have to say that we now, you know, the things that are going on in our communities now are reflective in the music that is playing now. You have teen pregnancy, teen STD rates, teen, like, you know, dropout rates. All of that is, you know, all of that is blowing up in our community. And so these songs are only a reflection of how delusional and how out of control our youth are. And I think maybe it's not the songs define, giving the definition, but maybe we are. And so we need to fix some things within ourselves, and maybe that will reflect back in our culture, things in our culture like our music.
Right, that and what you're saying is correct. That's why I went back to as far as we can start within our own family, even with our own children, and explaining to them
about my kids listen to jazz. My kids listen to classical music with me. I mean, I was exposed to a lot of this stuff through many strange means. I mean, especially if you ever saw a Tom and Jerry cartoon back in the day, you was listening to jazz. You was listening to bebop.
Exactly
you was listening to everything, man.
That's
just,
that music was in the background when they were running after each other.
Yes.
Right.
That's true.
But, the caller, we would love, we appreciate you listening to our show. We got another caller we're going to go ahead and get to. And please spread the word, and we'll do the same for you.
Thank you, and keep on doing what you're doing. I love your show.
Thank you.
We
love you, too.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. And we have another caller. You want to get to that caller?
All right. You're live on the Middleman Show.
Hi.
Hey, what's
up,
man?
Hey, y'all miss me?
Yeah, we missed you.
How
you
doing?
That was a good show. I couldn't get through to.
Oh, yeah. We've been this whole online thing, you know. But we appreciate you taking the time to check us
out. We'll tell you about that later. We'll tell you about that later.
You have a comment?
Yeah, my comment is just a job. The music is just a job. We putting more into it than what needs to be there. The family needs to step up and raise their kids, not using every day as a cop-out.
Right.
I have my son is just turned 18 years old. He listens to all music. He's not a gang banger, a drug pusher, or nothing like that. And he listens to all kind of music. Because I'm raising him. I'm not letting the streets raise him. I'm not letting other people raise him. I'm raising him.
Right.
So, I mean,
but I'm going to ask you this question. And I'm going to get real with this one.
Go ahead.
Now, I understand what you're saying. Your son didn't get influenced by music. You didn't let it influence him. You basically raised him yourself. I respect that. But let's switch away from your son. Let's go to you.
Let's go.
When you were dating before you had your son, and you and your date was out, and, you know, I don't want you to get too explicit. I'm not going to get explicit. But was there any time, you can tell me if I'm lying, you was on your date, and you heard a Barry White song, an Isaac Hayes song, and it made you feel a certain way?
No, I'm sorry. It was Keith Sweat.
Thank you.
Okay.
It was
Keith Sweat.
That's,
yeah, that's a good guy.
I like Keith.
It was Keith Sweat. You was out on your date and it was Keith Sweat. He made you felt a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
So music does influence us in a certain way. And the only thing that we're saying is we would like to hear more good thing on the radio that makes us feel good about ourselves, that would uplift ourselves. If your son or you heard things that were positive a lot, positive things could come out of our kids if we heard positive things. But
let me ask you the question. You want to get real? Let's get real. It's all about the money.
We know that.
The reason is because that's what's bringing in the money. Back in all days with Keith Sweat, Barry White, and all that stuff, it was in all time. Today is all this crap that's going on, but that's the money. We can't down the people for making money.
As we said earlier, I cannot say that them making money is good enough an excuse for them to carry on and keep putting out. Not the artist.
But they don't have to have an excuse. I'm talking about
the radio station. If the young guys, I mean, you can say the same thing about people on the corner that's selling crack. You don't say, hey, they making money. But guess what? They poisoning our neighborhood. And that's one of the questions we ask. Is our music poisoning our generation that's out there now, our kids? If
but
you constantly think
it's gone to keep ahead and make them listen to it, no, you choose. You make your choice.
And guess what? Music is a part of our people, though. Music is a part of our people. We always have had, like Jen said, music tells our story. Right?
Some do.
Right.
As a people, music tells our story. And that's a part of our life. We go to church, what we do? We sing. We go to funerals, what we do? We sing.
Right.
Birthday parties, we sing.
Right.
We're soulful people.
We got a good comment. We got a good comment on the message board out here, and he said that he agreed with you, Miss Leda, about, you know, that is a job too, but if you don't want to perform on your job, you know, what happens? You get fired. You know, you can only expect the same from those artists, and they have to perform or they lose their job. So they must perform within the guidelines of their job. And that's basically when they get their contract, if they bring in that particular type of music, that label is going to want that particular type of music to keep coming, to keep coming. And that's what's making them money. It's like they're forced to actually make that type of music.
What's that guy named that walked away from the music? He was with P. Diddy.
Oh, he's back now.
Yeah,
that
but
was all the Floyd Mace.
But he made
Mace,
the choice to walk
Mace.
Away. Yeah, Mace. He walked
yeah,
away.
Mace,
oh,
Mace right, walked man. Away and went to church and then just did that just to get away from that contract. And now he's back making gangster rap music after talking about God for the last past 3 years.
Right.
Which, that's low
down the
chair.
That's the cross he got up there. But the whole fact is, if you believe in something strong enough, let go of anything, even the money and stuff. But, I mean, everybody's trying to make a living, trying to survive in this world. And we can't sit up and say that, hey, that music is what's disrupting our life and our heart. It's just part of life.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now, don't get me wrong, and then we're going to go ahead and move in to our third song of the day, and we appreciate you calling back in. But don't get me wrong. In my opinion, there's a time and a place for everything. When I grew up, you could not listen to Luke Skywalker on the radio. There was a time and a place for it. But now, the records that they have, like back in the day, you could not hear the word bitch on TV, but you hear it on the radio, you hear it on TV. You couldn't hear ass on the radio, but now you hear it on the radio and the TV. So there's a
all
time and place for everything. And the
all
fact
the
is, we need to have respect for ourselves and our music and our community. And one point before we go ahead and hit this third song of the day. We
before you get
to
that song,
the
I got a point.
Airwaves.
But let me ask
did
you this. Time is changing. Time is evolving. People are moving forward. All that stuff you couldn't do, that you can do now, that's because it's a demand from the people. I ain't saying
No. And the thing about it, somebody got to be, as the question was asked, is there a responsibility with free speech?
Right.
The thing about it, I can say what I want to say, but I still have a responsibility not to get you to give you the ignorance of my conversation, knowing that it's ignorant.
And but that's
it's
why
the FCC,
well, guess what? You still have responsibility with that ignorance you spread.
That's right. That's right. And basically, all it is. Over the last decade, whatever, the FCC laws or guidelines have changed as far as what is liable on TV and liable on radio. All that has changed now because they see they can make more money doing that, putting that out there, letting those words slide in, letting those curse words slide in, letting those gestures slide in. And it's all, you know, because that before, you know what I'm saying, like G said, you couldn't say those words on TV. You couldn't say those words on radio.
Yeah, and you know what? That right there takes us into our third song of the day. And Miss Lady,
right.
We appreciate you for listening to us. Keep listening. And it's by, man, one of my favorite artists.
Lupe.
Lupe.
Don't dumb it down,
cool.
Baby.
Check it out. Listen to the Middleman, Blog Talk Radio. Come on, baby.
Coolest nigga, what? That's enough. I'm fearless, now hear this, I'm earless, and I'm peerless, that means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded, but I'ma find it, I can feel its nearness, but I'm a veer, so I don't come near, like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you stare, I really shouldn't be behind this, clearly cause my blindness. The windshield is menstrual, the whole grill is roadkill, so trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both them there, to both bills when the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached him here. Made it clear as a ghost, so a biter of the dopes in the mirror. The writer of the quotes for the ghost, who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rose, pockets full of posies given to the mother of the deceased. Awaken that wall till I'm resting in peace.
You going over niggas' heads, Lou. They telling me that they don't feel you. We ain't graduate from school, nigga. Them big words ain't cool, nigga. Yeah, I heard me and bitch, nigga. Make a song for the bitch, nigga. We don't care about the weather, nigga. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing I found it, it was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying by, cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon, to infinity and beyond. Something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon.
or lying in the desert. I'm flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire flower, spit hot fire like dialing on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn.
Hey.
Snort the white horse, but toot my own horn.
Hey. You been shedding too much light, Lou. You're making them want to do right, Lou. They're getting self-esteem, Lou. These girls are trying to be queens, Lou. They're trying to graduate from school, Lou. They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou. They're trying to get about the hood, Lou. I'll tell you what you should do.
And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless. Like Ichabod Crane is. Or foreplay less sexist, which makes me stainless. With no neck left to hang the chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace step. And I ain't use my headrest yet. They said they need proof like a vestless chest. About the best fair FF jet in the nest, who exudes confidence in excess depth. Even Scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leaves. My snorkel is a tuba, luda, ruler around these seas. West side beside him, chest high and rising, almost touching the knees. I'm still with this in the pile.
That was number there by Lupe Fiasco. And
great show, man.
Really didn't, yeah, I'm glad that he really didn't dumb it down, but, you know, I guess he dumbed it down for those who, you know. But, hey,
yeah.
If you're just not tuning in to the Middlemen Show, we are talking about urban radio, the self-destruction of urban radio, really. That's what it is. That's all it is, the self-destruction of urban radio. And we got on some good points. We had some good comments that came in. And
yeah.
We got a little something that, you know, that we got from doing some research. And we're going to let our co-host of the day, well, the co-host in general, I'm sorry, Jim. we're going to let her tag team on this right here with us.
You see, the day.
What's up? Enlighten them.
You didn't.
See, I see you over there eating. You can't be eating while you're at work.
No, I was in shock. I was in shock from Al, what Al was saying, like, totally left
I'm
me
sorry.
Out cold. Anyway, finally.
I apologize.
Hold on. Al, before she started that, you know what?
Come on, man.
You know what?
Don't do it to me. Don't do it.
No, this is for Al. This is for Al. Man,
I
you know what?
Al.
Why, man?
Why?
Okay, finally, for those completely fed up with the state of urban radio, here's what you can do. Number one, help remind big media that it broadcasts on public airways. Community members have the legal right to examine radio stations' public files upon request. And commercial radio licenses must be renewed every 8 years. The FCC does accept comments from the public during the renewal process. Any station which is found to be operating outside the public interest can be fined or have its license revoked. Get involved. Become a part of an organized effort seeking more community accountability in commercial radio. It's an effective way to put pressure on stations. At the very least, undertake like the CCMA's campaign or the REAC's crusade have let urban radio's corporate bosses know that. And I also say, you know, if Burger King has a, you know, a commercial, get online, call Burger King's, like, you know, corporate exec and tell them, like, they have their commercial contacts, have, like, you know, their public contacts, call them and say, do you know that your advertising is coming on after a next song? And I didn't know that you were associated. That I bet you Burger King will call that radio station, and I bet you Burger King will call, you know, the FCC and say, I don't want to be a part of that. So we have the power to change things, everyone, and it's up to us.
Yeah, we do.
Give a shout out to my man, Vic Walker out there in Texas. I see he just joined us. Hey, Vic, you got a comment, man? Go ahead and press that number one, man. We are talking about urban radio. You missed a great show, man.
Yeah, people, next week, this is going to be a heated show.
Yes, sir.
And, well, first, let's go ahead and take the comment on the board. Who got a comment on the board?
Go ahead.
Let's see. It's up to us to change the direction of the radio. When we hear one of those artists who do push what we need to hear, how many of us then go buy that artist album to make sure that this is what it actually going on as far as increasing the number? And don't talk about it, do something about it. And that's what one of our listeners who was on the message board, which was a great comment, because there are a lot of artists out there that we don't push, or we don't go and buy their album, we don't go and support them, you know. But those are the ones who end up out in the cold, and I don't know what to say about it.
Yeah, it goes back to what Jen was saying, man. We got to organize, and not like that, like that, like that message board person just said, don't just talk about it, be about it.
That's
if you don't
right.
agree with something, man, let's get together. You know what I'm saying? There's more people out there that think like you than what you would ever imagine. So at the end of the day, if you don't agree with something, you don't agree with what the radio is telling you or what you're hearing on the radio, then call them cats. Or find out when they're having that renewal meeting, what, every 8 years. Let's go up in there and say, hey, man, we don't like what you're doing in our community. Matter of fact, you just really ain't doing nothing for our community. So we're going to have to get rid of you. You got to go,
that's
or you're going to change, or you're going to do something for our community. That's what's going down.
Right. And next week, we are going to be talking about, this is the title of the show, okay? Why are you single? We're going to identify a lot of things. We're going to talk about reasons why people are single, why, you know, you are single, why you ain't with nobody, why you
alone.
Because
I didn't follow my list. Remember my, go back and listen to my
list. Here we go.
Jen's
list.
Y'all make sure y'all go check that out. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you going to make my loser, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You will find
a
man if you listen to my list.
All righty. So make sure y'all tune in next week. Call in, log on, whatever it takes. Let's get together and let's discuss it. Let's talk about it. You
That's
are listening to the Middleman Talk Show. I'm Kevin. Man, I will give y'all the sound so quick today.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Alan.
We got them good this time.
Nah,
let's
man.
Take it out, baby. Let's take it out of here.
The Middleman shouted, Beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, go take a listen time out. Take a minute, shout it and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, you comment on what you hear. Let's figure out that master plan to put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was dying to wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Hey, y'all want to play like that? You know what?
Oh, so you're gonna get both of us a sound, huh?
Yes, sir.
And
Southside Music,
leave a message on our email here at Block Talk Radio, and I'll get that information to you.
We are the middleman at gmail.com. My man Vic Walker, be safe on that flight back, you and your people. Al, Jen, one up, one down. Next week,
we up.
Why are you single? Make sure you tune in. I said, what?
Yeah, tell your aunts, your uncles, your nieces, you know, the ones that, you know.
If you got the internet,
yeah,
call
in. Got that internet, yeah.
Yeah. Blog Talk really playing right now. But it's okay. It's okay.
We're rolling. We're going to keep it rolling, baby.
Reload it. All right, y'all. We out. Bye.
Peace.